Good morning. It's 8:06 a.m. on Friday, June the 26th, 2020. Yeah, I started for my boots at 6:30, and then it was closer to 7:30 by the time I actually got them on. And closer to 8 o'clock before I actually got out. So, anyway, I'm out. It's official ambient is 65. It's my back door said 68. In the sun, it's 107. No, I'm exaggerating. In the sun, it's not terrible. It's not flaying the skin off my bones or anything. It is warm. But I put away everything and got up from my chair and put on my boots and came out to walk, even though I knew it was going to be warm. This is my penance for not getting out here at 6:30. I'm walking along and I'm trying to think of something I could talk about that's not going to result in a 30-minute rant. I'm feeling pretty ranty today. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I'm walking in the shade and there's a little breeze and it feels delicious. I'm also pushing to get back. I did achieve my goal yesterday, which was to finish carving up all of the big pieces of the manuscript and putting it into identified chapters. And today my goal is to establish the timeline and figure out where each of the pieces goes. Each goes, yes, in that timeline. If I could do that, then I have a complete and accurate first draft. I've had a complete first draft for a while, but an incoherent first draft with all of one storyline in the front and all of the other storyline in the back. I need to deal with that. So they're all in chunks now. They're all in the right size. Pretty much chapter size chunks. Some of the chapters are pretty long, I gotta say. Jeffrey's gonna have his work cut out for him on some of those chapters. I think they're like 6,000 words long, which is a lot longer than he may be used to. Good morning. Good morning. So I was trying to get in my timeline today on Facebook and posted this ridiculous "Why Masks Don't Matter," which was not original but a copy paste from somebody else. Which is probably a copy-paste from somebody else, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm reading this thing and I'm going, okay. I got to the end and it's like, cloth masks are hurting you because they're blocking CO2 from leaving your breath. I'm like, I'm sorry, but that's some serious anti-vaxxer propaganda bullshit. Pardon my French, but that ain't exactly how masks work. And the big thrust of it was masks don't stop viruses. Even the N95 won't stop viruses. Virus is the wrong size, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm not sure of these numbers that you're providing, and particularly given the statement in the last paragraph, the whole thing becomes automatically suspect. But even assuming that the number's in fact true, it's sort of like saying people need to stop trying to drive from L.A. to Honolulu. There's only like one or two cars that might possibly be able to do it, and they are very specialized vehicles, which is, when you understand the exact geographic relationship between LA and Honolulu, you begin to understand that there's not really a road that goes there. So arguing that people should stop trying to drive there is a little bit off the mark, shall we say. I'm not talking about putting your car in a boat and floating the boat over and then taking your car off. I'm talking about trying to drive to Honolulu from LA. Masks were never meant to stop the viruses. You know, the people who keep insisting that masks are intended to stop the viruses are the people who don't understand what the masks are for. So I may have put out a tweet in the tweet of the moment, and it was like, man, this is stupid. But it's propaganda. It's super simple. It's just propaganda. Good morning. It's not intended to be truthful. It's intended to be confusing. It's intended to be exhausting. It's intended to make people believe that there is no difference between true and false anymore. That black is white, and white is black, and white is light is dark, and dark is light, and the sun rises in the west, I guess. It can rise on your left hand or your right hand. It just depends on which side you're facing. But it's always rising in the east. I'm sorry, that got into the rant that I didn't want to get into. Let me see if I can think of something else to talk about. Levi Jacobs, Beggar's Rebellion. I'm having a hard time reading, period. Not just this book, but just reading. A lot of my reading time has been chewed up with other distractions. I think I lost my 50-something day reading streak on Amazon days, weeks ago. I don't know if I've lost my 80, 90-something week streak from reading on Amazon, but wouldn't surprise me. But Levi's done a really, really, really good job in terms of creating a rich world with interesting characters. Comes this lady with a dog. I gotta give her some room here. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
came around the corner before she did. Got a little too close. A jogger. I don't want to get too close to the prairie dogs, but I also don't want to get too close to her. Just move off here to the side, let her go by. Good morning. Okay, ready, same thing. Walk post. I have to walk in her return track. I've got the microphone clipped to my shirt. If there's weird sound, that's why. Clipped it to my shirt before I put my hat on because I didn't want it to fall off. I forgot to put it on my hat. Anyway, so I've had the second very earnest request about Natalia and Zoya. And that when the dust settles, they should wind up with each other. I can hear the echoes of the two camps out there going, "Oh, hell no!" and "Yay!" I gave it a really hard think. I really did. And I'm still sort of pondering it. But when I talked to my daughter about it, her response was rather a rather short, "No. Do something harder. Have women who are just friends." I thought, well, that's a fair point. So, no, they're not going to wind up together. Are they going to wind up with Ishmael and Pip? I don't know. That was always my intent. It's not like I'm giving out any spoilers. I mean, I telegraphed it so hard, Western Union is sending me cease and desist letters. So, I appreciate the confidence that these two individuals have got in me, that I might be able to do that story and do it justice. I am not ready to go down that road. I already have people complaining about Sarah thinking about Letty on the orbital. Why would she be thinking about Letty? That's just wrong. It's like, no, actually it's not. So it was yesterday was an interesting day from that perspective. It's like, what? How does this? Where is this coming from? How is this even? Why does somebody think? One of the overrepresented voices in literature should be the one telling these stories. It's not. Morning. Guy in his motorized wheelchair. On the one hand, I can hear people saying, well, maybe if you tell those stories, the people who listen to old white men will begin to think that they're not stories about, that are unusual, that are off base, that are unacceptable. There's a certain reality to that. That normalizes the representation. And that's valid. But it's not like I don't have gay and lesbian couples in my books. The two engine men served a pivotal purpose in Double Shift. They are represented. But I'm not comfortable telling those stories because I'm not really comfortable telling stories about women because there are so many places that I can get that wrong. But if I was going to be brutally honest, I'm not comfortable telling stories about men because I'm pretty sure I'm getting most of those wrong too. So I don't know where I draw the line. I don't know. I never really gave a lot of thought about where I draw that line about not my story to tell or not a story I feel qualified to get involved with. I spent an hour or more talking it over with a friend online yesterday whose advice was to do a lot of research. And I'm like, research into what? I don't know. I don't know. It isn't going to happen. It's not, at least not yet. Oh, one of my recyclable cans escaped. We had some high winds Wednesday night and some rain. took one of the cans that I had out in the recyclable bin, blew it down the street, and I pick it up and put it in back in the bin. At any rate, 8:30. All right, well, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.